change of the season. We ask for your blessing upon this meeting today, Lord. Thank you for the voting process and the privilege that we have here in this democratic society, Lord. Others are denied of this privilege. We just ask for your blessing on the canvas of this vote. For it's in Christ's name that I pray. Amen.
Amen.
With allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, today is November 14, 2013, and we are here today for a special meeting of the Commissioners' Court for a single agenda item. That's to canvass our vote. So I'll turn this item number one over to Leonard Rockwell.
I think it helped them because they're going to be on the
help the workers, plus the people that came in and flooded out the shut down and everything and stuff.
That's not the fastest thing in the world, because the fact that we need to fill out our signs.
Yes.
And that takes more of the workers to fill it out, making.
Well, they want, I think, a lot of national elections before, and they were learning in the process. And I just thought it was really good. And like I said, my mother, she had voted all her life, and all of a sudden, you know, she's, you look at these two things, they're not the same. They knew that she was. And, but it's one of those types of things, educate people. And I think you have some funds, don't you, that you can use on something like that? Does the state have some funds that we can take and encourage people to check what the judge is talking about?
Advertising funds?
Yeah, yeah. I know they have in the past, they try to educate people on, you know, the state is providing funds to run paper ads and stuff like that. Well, we have that or not.
That's changed, we don't.
We don't have any of that.
Well, when the time comes, I think maybe we ought to allocate some funds and run 2 or 3 days worth of ads, maybe mid-February. Because ideally, we would like for them to come by your office in advance, even in advance of early voting, and have that taken care of. They actually show up to vote, they just move right on through.
Well, they've got to do it at least 30 days prior to election, because after, you know, within 30 days, we get into 30 days inside the election, everything is frozen. We can't register anybody, can't change anybody's precincts, anything, because we run a list, official list, we have to pull official list of who's able to vote. So, you know, if Thomas is in precinct 4, we can pull a list, and then he changes, we can't do that, because on the list over here, that we pull, it's going to show him, you know, name one way and in one precinct, but if we change it inside that 30-day period, then it's going to, you know, throw the list off and pack somewhere else, so you don't have to, that would be done 30 days prior to election. Also, you know, we get included at the Secretary of State's website for people who have computers. If they can't buy a card, they can go to the Secretary of State's website, and it's a link says, am I registered? You put your information in, and pulls your information up just like it's going to be on election day. And then they can compare, oh, well, my driver's license don't say this, but my passport does, so they know which one to bring when they come to vote. And if they don't have anything that matches exactly, then they can come on in and fill the form out, so we can provide that.
If they don't have a computer or something, they could just call your office and your office will tell them that you're. Well, why don't you make it up on your calendar and maybe remind me of this the first week of January? Then maybe that first meeting that we have in January, maybe we make a deal with Lou to, if he'll give us a headline having to do with this, maybe we can buy a couple of ads, do a story on it, we'll buy a couple of ads from him to. Here's 3 things you can do to make the voting process easier for you.
Okay.
When the March primary comes along.
Okay.
Because we got 834 some odd votes here, what's going to be the total vote turnout for a primary?
Total vote for primary?
What's your best guess?
Well, we have a
3,000.
You know, we've got a good field of candidates. You know, if nobody's opposed, then you know, the turnout's going to be a lot. But if there's some candidates that oppose, then, you know, folks, they're going to be working to get their supporters out, and, you know, it could go high.
So maybe 3,000, and then in November, 5,000, 4,000, something like that.
Right.
Okay. Well, there were last year, the last year,
we had, yeah, right, so
here's the study name.
Now,
3 years ago.
But I go back and look at that. But one thing I thought was interesting in this election, in 2011, when we had all 19 polling places open, we had 673 people voting, about 4% turnout. This time it came up to about 6% turnout. And we combined down to 9, we had about a 6% vote, 6% turnout, about 4% turnout. We had all 19 boxes open. So some of the polling places that were closed, you know, they lost 2 or 3, some lost 10, but then, like at 14 over there, they had to go to Civic Center, they was closed, but they gained 10 additional votes. So it was, you know, it was up and down, up and down, but overall, when we got overall, we had a better turnout. The only thing that I see that would have kept in combined boxes, if I had some kind of way to print a precinct map, you know, you remember you signed all the notices, we post notices at every box that was closed, telling them where to go vote. But it seemed like some people, you know, weren't familiar with the county and couldn't find a, like, out at Bridges Chapel. People live right off of 271, and they came all the way back to town and from the Civic Center and back out to Green Hill Road when they could have cut across on one of those county roads. So I had some kind of program I could print maps and post the map with those postings where they could, you know, see how to get from one place to the other. Would have been helpful. They did vote. I mean, once they intended to vote, they voted. It was just inconvenient for them, you know, because they weren't familiar with the place they were traveling to vote. But other than that,
I said, I thought
that
that's probably a good idea.
One lady called office, she was right at the end of Bridges Chapel Precinct, Box 3, and she had recently moved here from Dallas-Fort Worth area, and she was, you know, unfamiliar with it. She's come up 271 to come to town. She was unfamiliar with it, which one of the girls stayed on the phone with her about 15, 20 minutes, you know, directing them, you know, to the pine box. And, you know, the reason we opened, you know, the reason we opened the pine box instead of the Bridges Chapel box, because in the pine box you got people over 1402 that have to come over to Piney. If we had moved Piney over to Bridges Chapel, then those people got to come from 1402 all the way to Piney, all the way over to Bridges Chapel, when Piney was in the middle, and so they could kind of diverge on that in the middle. But anyway, I think it was a worthwhile effort and saved quite a bit of money in doing that. With that said, we are moving to the results of that. Highland Rockwell, Lady Administrator, for Titus County, do hereby certify that the foregoing is a true and correct tally as the votes cast in the 2013 Constitution Amendment election, as tabulated by the 650 ballots counted and the Model 100 precinct counted. I further certify that the 3 required tests of the automatic tabulating equipment is required by Section 127.093 of Texas Election Code were conducted and all were successful. Dated this 14th day of November 2014, Leonard Rockwell, Election Administrator, Titus County. First, we have a summary of precinct returns for the November 5th Constitutional Amendment election. Proposition 1, the FAR was 766 against 68. Proposition 2, FAR 692 against 130. Proposition 3, FAR 502 against 309. Proposition 4, FAR 731 against 95. Proposition 5, FAR 490 against 324. Proposition 6, FAR 501 against 340. Proposition 7, FAR 611 against 196. Proposition 8, FAR 571 against 208. Proposition 9, FAR 646 against 151. Following that is just a different format of the same report on each proposition. And then the last page is what I call a canvas report showing by those nine boxes that they were broken up into.
I'm not going to accept the candidates of the election.
Motion by Commissioner Hoffman, second by Commissioner Fields, to accept this report of our elections administrator and canvas of the vote from November 5, 2013. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And there are none. Which was the one that was related to the water?
Six.
Six, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Six.
Closest one.